This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is just past 12:05 p.m. on what is slowly becoming a very gloomy Monday afternoon, the 19th of April, of course. I am Christine Wong, and joining me in the studio today is
Arvind Viraj.
Today on BizBytes, we've got a question for you, as we always do on BizBytes. What's our question?
Our question is, do you think TVET qualifications are underrated? Why or why not? Our options on Twitter are yes, equal to degrees, yes, better than degrees, no, they're not worth it, and no, degrees are better. We're talking about this because of a story from Free Malaysia Today about how TVET should be focused on and shouldn't be seen as a slightly lesser cost in academic certifications.
Right. And then we'll be following up with our second story about saying no to Instagram for kids, and then wrapping up with
what Amazon workers really want.
Yeah, so that's the lineup of the show that we have for you today. But of course, if you want to get in touch with us regarding the TVET question, that's up on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio alongside polls. We've also, of course, got WhatsApp on hand, 018-789-8899, if you'd like to get in touch with us there. So, Arvind, tell us all about TVET.
Yeah, so this comes from FMT, as I mentioned. Nurul Iza Anwar was quoted saying that technical and vocational education and training, or TVET, graduates should not be looked down upon as they will be key players in the nation's future. The former head of the TVET Empowerment Committee under Pakatan Harapan said that technical skills are valuable assets to have and should not be viewed unfavorably next to more academic qualifications. So on Astra Awani's dialogue program, she cited Germany as a country where vocational workers are seen as peers. Mm-hmm. And it's recognized that an engineer with a university degree cannot perform the role of a highly qualified welder, for mm-hmm. instance. Mm-hmm. She urged people to please respect the industry and told TVET graduates that the future is theirs. At the same time, Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin also recently emphasized the importance of skill-based education. The underlying sentiment is that this is the skills over degree era, quote-unquote, where experience is more important than academic certificates. So obviously, in addition to TVET skills, graduates must also be critical. They have to be creative, confident, articulate, and result-oriented in order to succeed in the job market. Mm-hmm. So at the TVET Expo and Summit 2021, the PM said that TVET should be treated as an alternative, not an inferior choice of education. And for students and parents who are seeking a suitable career path, TVET should be among the suitable choices. We mainly brought this up because it's quite interesting if you look at Malaysia's education system. So there's always the science stream versus art stream. That's mm-hmm. been a thing that it's been in existence since, you know, who knows when. And there's always, I'm not going to say overall, I'm not going to say it's the same now because I've not been in school for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
But it used to be that you are seen as more academically qualified and better educated if you are doing something that is traditionally a degree, or
yeah.
traditionally you get a certificate or something within the science department of things, something mm-hmm. you have to go to a full-blown university for, you know, like 3.5 years of sitting in class and learning those theories and stuff. Versus if you get into the quote-unquote half job market, you pick up TVET skills, you work while you study, and then see where you go from there. So now I think it's this skills over degree era, mm-hmm. as it's called, might change that and might encourage more people to start, you know, just out the gate, get into sectors where they learn on the job, and
yeah.
then they get qualified in the long run.
Absolutely. I mean, I did what is honestly, unfortunately for my parents, a functionally useless degree, which was English literature, right? So, you know, even looking at that and looking at, you know, the way that, again, much like you, I'm like, school was so long ago. But you know, there was never even a discussion on, you know, TVET, you know, qualifications when I was in school. There was never a question of, should you even be looking at the sort of alternative to the traditional degree, the traditional academia, right? There was never really, yeah, like even the option to think about it. It was very like, oh, are you not applying to university? If you are applying to university, it's more a question of where and what you're going to do. There was never a, hey, maybe have you ever thought about vocational stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mean, I also had a very different kind of style of education as well. I was kind of primarily, in case you couldn't tell from the everything about me, Western educated, right? And I went to like an international school. So, you know, the fact that it was never even brought up as an option to, you know, to highlight or even, you know, not even to consider necessarily, but even as something that existed as a path. Yeah. It was just never brought up in the first place for us.
Which is interesting, you know, because this is a true story. So in Form 4, so that's when they normally split you, I think. Is it Form 3 or Form 4? Form 4.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm the wrong person to ask.
So they split you into your pure science or your art streams. And what I did was I opted for art stream. But my results were good in PMR, the PMR exam and stuff. So what happened was the teachers sort of took me out of the art stream and put me into pure science, saying that you have better chances of getting into a college, you have better chances of studying for this and that, and there are better options in the science stream, which even at the time I felt was kind of, I'm more of an artsy person. Right. I didn't want to do the math and the physics and stuff. But the options were made for me as opposed to me making those options, because clearly there was a divide.
Right.
They felt that if you scored better in the exams, you should be sitting in pure science, or you should do a science course.
So arts was kind of like the easy way out, kind of?
It wasn't the easy way out, but like mentioned for TVET, it was seen as not the same as being a science student.
Right.
You know, if your marks are not good enough, or you don't score, you score average,
right,
then you get into the art stream.
Right.
Which even at the time I felt was kind of unfair. And then moving on to college, I took like digital filmmaking and stuff, which is again something that you have, it's more experience than, you know, you can't pick these things up in like books and stuff. So it's interesting. I hope it changes.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess that's where I'm getting at.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, there needs to be definitely more of a focus and more of a spotlight on the fact that, you know, it's definitely, I mean, that's why we've kind of done the poll that we've done, right? You know, there is this sort of element of stigma and sort of like, oh, like you know, you didn't go to like a real university, like, which is not fair. And I think that definitely there are so many parts of now as a working adult, you learn on the job, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's only so much uni could have prepared me for, like the outside world. And I think TVET actually does give you almost an advantage in that sense, because you're already exposed to that sort of environment, you know, right out the gate.
Yeah, I see some of my younger relatives and stuff who are like maybe 18 to 23.
Yeah.
I'm mildly jealous because some of them are doing TVET courses. Mm. And one of them is in like the, she's just out the gate. She got into like culinary school and then she started cooking and stuff.
Nice.
And I wish I had that immediate job experience, you know, just out of like SPM, take like, you know, a few months break and stuff, and then get into like a working environment while picking up skills and while learning what I wanted to learn.
Well, that's the scope of the discussion today, of course, on Enterprise Biz Bites. And that question again, do you think TVET qualifications are underrated? Why or why not? Let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio, and of course on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But for now, here is Magic Carpet Ride with Steppenwolf. When we come back, we'll be hearing from our expert, Shantini Rajandram, who is the Learning and Development Manager at the Science and Technology Division
at Alcom.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So do stay tuned for that on Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I am Christine Wong, and in the studio with me is
Arvind Yuvraj.
And our question for you today is, do you think TVET qualifications are underrated? Why or why not? We have a couple of responses, I believe, on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, we have. This comes from Kenny Wong, who says, as good as degrees, but the issue really is the quality of Malaysia's graduate degrees as a whole and the graduates themselves. That gives rise to the question of how good our academic programs are and how they prepare our youth for the job market. CK says that TVET provides specific skill sets for a person to make a living. First, it should be relevant to the current industries, else schools need to include financial assistance to help them grow. If not appreciated, all skills are wasted. And then Zain Abram says that asking the wrong question. So again, just to reiterate, TVET has a stigma attached to it. That's not even like a thing that we're making up. By default, there has been for a long, long time. It seems like it's changing now, and people are pushing for it to be changed, because they're saying that it is the era of skills over degrees, or at least skills equal degrees to a grade. Yeah.
So, I mean, just taking a look at the Twitter poll, you know, and then the results that we have, it's nice to see that most people seem to think that, you know, TVET qualifications are quite underrated, right? Mm-hmm. We've got yes, equal to degrees leading the pack at 59%, which I think is, honestly, I agree with that. Yes, better than degrees at 19%. No, they're not worth it at 7%. And no, degrees are better at 15%. So I enjoy that, you know, so far what the poll is telling me personally is that they are underrated and we should really be talking more about them.
And focusing on them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, it's not just us who are engaging with the discussion today. Mm-hmm. Who do we speak to?
So, we got in touch with Shantini Rajendram, who is the Learning and Development Manager of Manufacturing Science and Technology Division at Alcon. And we wanted her to shed some light on TVET and how they are going about it. So, Shantini, what are some of the benefits of TVET skills for students compared to academic studies and certification?
Mainly students who are going through this, they will have at least an exposure of about 70% to 80% of on-job training and 20 to 30% or sometimes 40% depending on theory, which depending on which institute they are attached to it. This dual system combining theory and practice will give an ideal start into job with strong fundamentals and foundations. Benefit number two. These students are in demand. They are young talents. Companies are on the lookout for trainees, apprentices who are developed through the programs. Higher chances students can secure themselves a career. Benefit number three, these students, they get an income. Students will be earning money from day one. Companies will sponsor their study fee and even pay their allowances monthly with EPF and insurance covered as well. Benefit four, good chances of being offered permanent job. Around two-thirds of these apprentices get offered a permanent job upon completion of program with the particular industry they are in. Finally, benefit five, prospects, good career prospects. Students with vocational qualifications are in demand in the labor market due to highly niche skilled.
Hmm. So, Shantini, do you think that there is a stigma towards TVET compared to conventional academic qualifications? And is that starting to change?
Technical and vocational education and training plays a critical role in developing essential labour market skills. However, participation in TVET programs over the years is not as attractive as anticipated. And possibly there is a stigma towards approaching TVET programs. Industries like us believe programs such as GDVT will nurture high-skilled workforce talents, which will have a significant impact for sustainability of subject matter experts and building technical capabilities, which will position us as leaders in market, embracing Industry 4.0, thus enabling us to explain to global investors we are having talents with skilled capabilities. We have also aligned to the aspiration of Malaysian Education Blueprint 2015-2025, TVET Malaysia, moving from capital-based economy to people-based economy, is our belief in building the competence foundation to achieve highly skilled workforce.
Mm-hmm. So the common argument is that there's not enough money in TVET. What do you think of this statement and can that be debunked?
There is no doubt a common belief and perception that there is not enough money. However, in recent years, this has changed. Industries are beginning to become more aware of the importance of technical trainings and beginning to invest resources to further develop talents. From my observation, when we visited a couple of vocational schools, Polytechnics and Institute Latihan Kemahiran, a lot of progress is being made to increase TVET. While there is room for improvement, these institutes have come a long way. Further harmonization and investment is, of course, desirable to facilitate recruitment of talents and exploring breakthrough technology partnership opportunity, thus driving the performance and quality of this sector.
Mm. So, what are some of the newer trends in terms of upskilling for the younger generation? And are you seeing more demand for TVET at Alcon?
As a contact lens manufacturer, we attract, drive our innovation and quality through our key purpose. We need skilled talents to be able to operate our high technology operations, thus branding as industry leader in technical excellence and sustainability. offering sponsorship awards and structured internships and apprenticeship pathways by being a technical learning institute is one of our long-term objectives to enable us to achieve breakthrough technology innovations. The GDVT program has a reputation for training great mechatronic technicians. In Germany, our sister company has adopted this program as a continuous source to nurture skilled talents for our niche industry. We believe the Malaysian education landscape, in collaboration with other country governance, has the potential to develop skilled workforce capability. Because due to niche demand in the industry, we are exploring precision machining, mechatronic Meister degree program, JPK ME010-2012 NOS 5 maintenance syllabus.
Mm-hmm. Last question, Shantini. On a larger scale, and this goes back to what I was saying about the science stream versus art stream, should schools start to prioritize TVET so that the transition for students leaving school is easier and they are more open to considering TVET for themselves?
Yes, they definitely should. A holistic strategic roadshow drive approach should be in place, not only schools, but for parents' mindset as well. We holistically, from an industry perspective, too, are reaching out to both schools and parents direct to provide insights and benefits of TVET career pathways. Due to the pandemic, our 2020 GDVT batch intake, only the finalized selected parents were able to visit the plant and have an understanding how this program works, how their children will obtain their certificate, diploma, degrees. In addition, the opportunity of securing their job from start with a multinational organization. We hope this year we at least are able to reach out the targeted schools, parents and students to enhance the awareness to provide this as another great opportunity to develop our future talents to build highly skilled workforce.
Thank you so much. That was Shantini Rajandram, Learning and Development Manager of Manufacturing Science and Technology Division at Alcon, speaking to us all about that.
Yeah, very interesting points, especially when it came to sort of like, you know, the part about, I guess the biggest thing is what parents are afraid of is there's not enough money in TVET. And that's a valid, yeah. It's a now it's a misconception, it's changing, but it used to be somewhat true. And I guess that sort of built on the stigma even more. Obviously, I guess, you know, this is something that's echoed by someone on Twitter who said that people in TVET, they get hands-on training more than non-TVET grads. Mm-hmm. Employers looking for grads with technical skills would prefer them. The pay gap is something industry and academia would need to address. TVET grads should be paid according to their skills. Otherwise, what's the point? So that's a issue, an ongoing issue, I guess. Yeah. The whole pay gap between people who are in TVET versus people who are not.
For sure, for sure. That's from at Pine Nutter. Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. And with that, we're going to take a short break. But while we listen to Malibu by Hole, after that, we will come back with the KLCA update, courtesy of Arvind Yuvaraj, and talk about Instagram for Kids and why maybe not the best idea. So do stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.